I just thought I was going to be like one of those other, one of so many children and just age out of care with no one. So when I was about 16, I went before the judge for an annual review, and the judge this time actually stopped and said, "Mary, what do you want for your life?" And I said, "I want to be adopted." And he just kind of looked at me very questioning, and he said, "Do you want to be adopted?" And I was like, "Yes." So he turned to the people in suits, which I now know were a DCS attorney, guardian ad litem, and some other folks, and he said, "Let's TPR." Even though I had been in care since I was 12, they had never terminated my parental rights. And it usually takes an extensive period of time because you have to locate the parent, you have to give them notice, opportunity to appeal, have a court hearing, all those types of things. And so a lot of people said, you know, one, it may not get done in time. And then two, you're so old that who's going to want to adopt you? You're not going to find a family. Why are you putting yourself out there and, you know, opening yourself up for a chance of rejection? You're going to be 18 soon and you're going off to college. Why not just wait and age out of the foster care system? And I said, because it's not about now. I was like, it's about wanting a family, knowing that I'm going to have a place to go home to during Christmas break, or a dad to walk me down the aisle, or grandparents for my kids. It's about knowing that if something bad happens, I'm going to have someone to call, or if something great happens, I'm going to have someone to celebrate with. And I think, you know, a lot of times we get so caught up in thinking that the only people who need to be adopted are small kids, but that's not the case. So I went up for adoption, and it was challenging. You know, I had that fear that I wouldn't find a family, but I knew that the risk was worth it. And I remember coming home from school one day, and my foster mom and my adoption worker were sitting on the couch, and they said, you know, the adoption committee met, and they considered several families for you, and they actually chose a family for you. And during the time that I was put up for adoption, I worked on a life book. And in my life book, I had baby pictures, report cards, awards from school, different photos of life events, like when I got my braces off, just, you know, stuff like that. That was kind of like a scrapbook of my life. And that's what they used to show potential adoptive families. So my adoptive family actually created a life book or a family book for me. And so the adoption worker presented it to me and said, if you'll open it to the first page, you'll see the family that wishes to adopt you. And when I opened it, it was actually in my case manager and his family, and I was completely shocked. I think to this day, it still makes my heart flutter just to know that they wanted me, that they knew everything about me, all the good things and the bad things, and they still picked me. So I can't even express the happiness that it gave me knowing that there was a family who wanted me and that I was going to be a part of. We went on a couple of like day visits. They took me out to eat, and then, you know, they took me to their house, and we did some overnight visits. And one of the things I remember most is the first time I went to their house is they gave me a present, and I opened it up, and it was a Mickey Mouse keychain with a key to the house. And they were like, "This is the key to your home, and we want you to know that it's always going to be your home, and we're always going to be your family." And 1 week before my 18th birthday, we actually signed the papers, the adoption papers. And I just recently got engaged, and I am looking forward to having my dad walk me down the aisle.